ZDP, G6 ZDP. You're back, Kev. G7, yours echoing.
G0 CDX, M0 SCS. G7 ELZ from M0 WNT.
Quite interesting, eh?
Yeah, it is, mate, yeah. I've seen that before, I have, and I thought it was quite good as well. Is I like the little variables on there for the, I think it's the volume control and the in and out, so, yeah, I was looking at that, Trev, the other night, saying that, yeah, and I've seen where he's put different bits on the boards and that. Yeah, the bloke's got a lot of knowledge there, mate. M0 WNT.
G7 ELZ returning. He's from Thailand. He's an engineer, basically. So he's obviously built that. He's actually on Facebook as well, so you could type his call sign in and basically look at his face. There was a bit on Facebook about it, and some people were asking, "Oh, are you going to make any more?" But he's obviously built that as it's built really well. He's even got some bandpass stuff, I think, as well. So he's done really well on it. So, but I thought I'll send it both to you because I know you're dabbling, and it gives you more ideas, doesn't it? You know what I mean? And it's always helpful. But yeah, I don't think he's actually on Facebook, but I think someone else put it up there. He might be. I just typed in the call sign and it came up. So I thought, oh, there's some more pictures there. So I thought I add it to it and send that over to Kev. And then I thought, oh, I'll send it to you. So you can see it there, Neil. Back to you from G7ELZ.
Yeah, thanks for that, Trev. Yeah, I'll have a good look around that. I will. Cause I know he's put the crystal bit on there as well, ain't he? The thing light. So, I like all different layouts and that. You know what I mean? Cause you can pick things up and that, you can't. And I've been following this other chap on YouTube who does a lot of designs and that. And I've been learning off him on the RF side and things like that. I've been learning quite a bit off him, just watching his videos. They are quite long, his videos are, but you do pick a lot up off him because he explains everything as he does things and the reason why that he does it and bits and bobs. That's sort of videos I like, when he gives you a full explanation. Plus, if you're a little bit stuck and you just write a comment there, he always replies as well, so which is even better there, Trev. M0 WNT.
Every turn. I just like the way the guys actually stuck the coils on the back for the output underneath the 818 there. I thought that's quite clever. And he's also got like pinouts on the back for something else there. Added extras by the looks of it. But yeah, it's nice when you see something like that because it makes it more compact. And that's what made me. When you was talking, when Kev was talking about it and he sent me over the pictures, I thought, oh, that's impressive because if you're going to do it on a Raspberry Pi Zero W2, it's going to really work quite well. And but obviously, it gives you a bit of extra scope for add-ons. You know what I mean? Like what the guy's already done. To obviously reduce harmonics as well, because it states it in that little bio that I sent over with it. So it looks quite interesting, and it could be like a little handheld in your hands as well, couldn't it? Do you know what I mean? The way he's holding it up, so it's good. I've got a couple of 818 walkie-talkies. They come with everything, but you can utilise those to do the same thing with a maybe a Raspberry Pi Zero W2 or even a Raspberry Pi 3 or 4, whatever you want to put on there. So, 'cause you know, Tech Wines has done that. He did one, didn't he? He picked up one of those little boards and he put one together. So I've got a couple lying around, but when I get time to do it, I will do it. I'll have a little play with them. Anyway, back to you there, Neil, from G7LZ.
Yeah, M0, WNT, returning. Yeah, I just like it, mate, I do. It's like a work of art, isn't it? I think when people lay them out and that, and I follow all the circuits, it's probably sad, really, but I just follow it all, and I can see what the sort of thing they've done and that, and, yeah, it's just amazing, mate, some people are, do you know what I mean? And, it's, like I say, this is a electronic engineer, mate, good luck to him, do you know what I mean? He's done an amazing job on this, he has. And I've noticed, right, on some of these chaps as well, because a lot of the boards I've seen, they put like a ground plane all the way across on top and bottom. But on this one, he hasn't. It's just has a lucky most of his circuit lines in it, unless I'm not seeing it properly. Do you know what I mean? But it's really good, mate. It is. I'm gonna have to go back and have another go at it. I think it's really tight to get the SA818, but. Where he's done this though, where he's put the chip at the top and I say he's put the board at the bottom, you know, I was looking at this, and I might have another go at it, Trev, to be honest with you, because I know it's not much messing about really, you know what I mean, and he's using bigger components, I know, as well, so it's a bit easier to solder, because you've got a bit more room, haven't you, so your components can be like 0805s or something like that, just to get a little bit more easier to solder, because them 0603s are really